For me, when I help people, it's sort of a disease, but it's not work for me, it's play. And I trace it back to something that I call it the steps. When I was a little kid, I helped an old lady go up some steps. It's weird that one event and how grateful she was, and then how good that made me feel. I just knew I had to be in a profession that actually helps people, because I need that to live. When we first opened practice, I remember high-fiving and bragging when, oh my God, we just saw 25 patients today. And last year, in our different offices, we saw a combination of approximately 84,000 patient visits. And it wasn't always easy. You know, in 2003, 2004, we're using credit cards to pay bills, you know, maxing those out. And then in 2008, hit like everybody else did. I felt like I was drowning up to my eyeballs in debt. So it hasn't always been that easy. We had to go through our growth phase and go through the struggles like any business would. We believe that we can actually serve patients better when you run it like a business, meaning that we have a real executive team that runs it. We have a real IT department, have a real CFO, have a real chief operating officer, and run it like a real business, so that guys like me can do what I do best. We don't turn away patients. We see every patient, every payer. If you don't have insurance, we still take care of you. So our philosophy is you take care of everybody no matter what. You say yes first, then you figure out how to take care of them. One of our struggles, it just reiterated one of my values, is that I just cannot let people down. People, to any business, I would think, is the most important. Because if you don't take care of your people, they're not going to take care of your customers. Or our folks know that we care about our people the most. I didn't set out to build one of the busiest orthopedic practices in the area. Out of nowhere, no. I mean, I never had that intent. In a way, it just happened. When you have the right people on board, it just takes on a life of its own.
And we're not done yet.